Now we are told here that the prophet begins to move to the future. Verse 5, he says, in that day. In what day? Well, we've already seen that that day is the day of the Lord. Begins with the great tribulation period. It's a technical term. And extends on through the millennium. Now we are told here, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty under the residue of his people. Now that looks into the future, that which is yet future, to the millennial kingdom that is coming. Now the thing that took Ephraim, or the northern kingdom, down was the fact they had the crown of pride. But in that future day, when God brings them back to the land, why, it'll be a crown of glory. Now he says, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, through strong drink, or out of the way. The priest and the prophet had erred through strong drink. They're swallowed up of wine. They're out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. A man was telling me recently, he's a businessman that has contact with businessmen. I don't suppose there's a day goes by, but what he deals with men that are big operators, that is, they make big investments and they do it for large profits. And he was saying concerning a certain man that was beginning to indulge in sin, that is, unfaithful to his wife and drinking heavily. And he said the man recently has made certain judgments about investing that has caused him to withhold loaning money to him. And he said the reason is that when a man begins to drink, and a man begins to indulge in sin, he loses his sharpness in business. Now he said, I'm a Christian, and probably I'm biased in saying it, but he says, over the long haul, over a period of years, I happen to know that's factual, because I've learned it through bitter experience. Well, God says that that was the thing that brought this nation down and brought judgment upon them.